You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm doing everything I gotta do. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
I thought we was doing it in different
inflection.
get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hello, world. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shakoya.
You are Shakoya D.
Sarah Breezington here.
It's your friendly neighborhood, Damani.
Friendly neighborhood, Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to pull you guys in on them. Yeah, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And, you know, I forgot what I was going to say next. So let's continue. Sure. Are we still doing that again?
Join the Patreon if you're not part of the Patreon. It's only $3 a month. A low price of $3. You get a dollar, you get a dollar, I get a dollar. The Patreon, or you subscribing or joining the Patreon, will allow us to make more content, higher quality content on a more frequent basis for you guys. And, yeah, for your viewing pleasure. Yeah, so how are y'all today?
Thank you. Clearly, I'm discombobulated.
I'm okay. I'm good. A little tired, but
I'm good.
Couldn't be never better, brother. Never better.
I'm relaxed, calm.
It's good.
But I think my level of tiredness, not like sleepy, but my level of tiredness is making me calm, so I can get a lot done right now.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm discombobulated. I don't know. I'm tired. So, but I'm awake, but I'm tired. But I guess I have a lot of energy. We'll see how this podcast goes. What are we talking about today?
Today is another theory of mine. I don't know where it came from, but I was like, I feel like we may be, as like humans, society, we are more prepared to be parents than adults. Like, we're more prepared to be a parent than to be an adult. One reason is because when you little, you like the women are they playing house, Barbie dolls, they already acting as mothers. The men, they going out hunter-gatherers, we playing, we at the playground, you know, we come back, provide for the family. But
go to the playground, nigga.
Come back here, provide.
They might be selling snacks. Who knows? Selling chips.
Oh, okay.
But as you go to school, like, and as you grow up, everybody is taught to, like, the older you get, the less you use your imagination. I say that because adulting is, like, stressful or annoying, or people like to say adulting is ghetto, until they realize that once you're an adult, you're creating everything that is around you. So once you have that knowledge that, oh, I can change this. Mm-hmm. Now adulting becomes fun, but you don't get to that point until you allow yourself to dream and imagine everything that they took from us as we were growing. Once you become an adult, that allows your adult experience to be whatever you want it to be. I hope that made sense. So that's why I say I feel like we are typically more prepared to be parents than to be adults.
Before we get into what we believe, I just want to acknowledge the stereotypical childhood scenarios that you talked about. Because, I mean, we was playing house, but we was on the playground too, okay? Mm-hmm. We was out here. We was on the playground with y'all. We was providing for the family, okay?
All right, new age women.
Right. Anyway, what do you think, though? Do you agree? Do you disagree? How do you feel about the statement?
I thought you was going to share first, but it's fine.
I can share first.
I hear your point. I'll speak for myself. I'm more prepared to be an adult than to be taking care, because I'm more prepared to be an adult than to take care of kids, because, or to have a kid, at least in my opinion, because like the adulting process is more so like you said, it's more creative. It's more like, all right, I get to do stuff with my life, let me do this. Like, being a parent is like, you literally just hit the restart button and now you have to teach everything. So it's like, I mean, granted, you get a chance to learn. So you could, like, you're learning, like, all right, how do I teach this? And you're learning, you can be creative as a parent as well. But that's a whole nother person. Like, I haven't figured out the game of life for me yet. Now I got to figure out the game of life for me and
this other person.
Little essay.
I have another theory of mine. Well, that goes with this.
Wait, let me do mine.
Don't forget it, please.
Yeah, do not forget it. Or do you want to do yours so you don't forget it? I was just going to say, I do understand your point. Mm-hmm. I understand both sides. I do kind of agree that the preparation growing up leans more towards parenting and taking mm-hmm. care of a family versus like actual like adulthood activities. Like, we don't even really learn about taxes. Like, it'd be a lot. It's a lot of stuff.
You know how to change a diaper.
And you do.
It is.
And he does.
It is terrible.
But like, when you really think about it, like, as like, yeah, no, I'm still not ready to be a parent. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. But it's also a thing where, like, growing up, like, I was taught to, you know, nurture, like, the hone the nurturing skills to, like, you know, take care of a household. Not like, I mean, I wasn't taking care of a whole household, but y'all know. But that's also what you see your parents doing. You're not really seeing your parents do the adulting part of adulting. You're seeing them do the parenting part of adulting.
Well, to be fair, I think I would say that the parenting portion is also part of the adulting.
No, like, yeah, all yeah, of yeah. It is, I know, but we don't see the other part.
Yeah, so I was saying like, not saying that you can't be like, you're not going to be an adult when you're a parent, but like, it's a lot harder to not, like, when once you're a parent, you end up, you're like, by default, you're almost more of an adult than everybody else. Mm-hmm. But you should be. As opposed to like, if I'm just an adult, you might be like, "Dad, I still gotta figure some stuff out." But once you have a kid, it's like adult powers activate, and it's like now you have to switch on.
I don't think adult powers activate. I think parent powers activate. I feel like those are two completely different things. The point I was gonna go to was, just from what I've observed, it's a lot easier to care for other people. Like she was saying, nurture. Like, take care of other people. That's the parenting side. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to take care of, look after other people than it is to care for yourself and look after yourself, prioritize yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as we grow up, it's make sure everybody is good type of thing. I feel like more people look out for other people before they look out for themselves. That's just what I feel.
I agree with that. Yeah,
that's all I was going to say.
I agree with that. I don't think you're wrong. I just think I think society definitely leans more towards giving us like tools for parenting than it is for adulting. But like, I just don't think we had a good idea of what it was gonna be like to be an adult. I think people. I think generations before us had a way better idea of what it was going to be like. Like, I think for us in particular, we had a terrible idea of what it was going to be like to be an adult. Because all we had...
Too much TV.
Yeah, it was a bunch of TV. It was a bunch of... It was a lot of unrealistic things. And I feel like before this, it was like... That's the reason why people were getting married at 18, 19. Because, like, they were realistically being an adult a lot earlier than we were. They gave us a lot more time to just kind of be, do what you want to do, figure it out.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I agree with that, but also, like, I don't think they really knew what adulthood was either. Like, I feel like they jumped into it a lot sooner, but I feel like, in the grand scheme of things, like, I mean, from getting here now and seeing all of the adults, even, like, the grandparents and stuff, Nobody knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Still. So, I think it is still a thing of, like... But it's like, how do you even prepare for adulthood? Because what is adulthood, really?
I don't know. I have no idea. How do you prepare for kids?
I feel like... I don't know. You buy the supplies... I'm not
like most of the people that I know who've had kids. They were never ready to have kids. They were literally just, I'm out here living, I'm still figuring out adulthood. It's like, all right, well, time to put on my father hat, my father shirt.
Maybe it's just the thing that like we're more like equipped to handle that situation than some of the other adults. Like situation, like that aspect of adulthood, even though we don't feel ready, like I feel like even if we stumble into it or like, you know, we find out, okay, it's a baby on the way, like we know enough to know how to figure out how to get prepared. It's other stuff out here that I'm just like, I mean, if you don't know, I don't know.
I was gonna say, I think to his second point, I think the only reason it works out that way is because the stakes are a lot higher. Because it's like, it's one thing if I don't know what I'm about to eat. If I don't know what little S.A. about to eat, oh my God. Like, there's a whole life. So it's like, as opposed to I can go a few nights sleeping in the car. I can go whatever. But like, I'm not going to have my kids sleeping. That's crazy. Like, so it's just...
So the pressure is higher, so then you start to figure it out quicker.
So it's a lot less room. Like, I mean, granted, parents be making mistakes, but it's a lot less room for... it feels like it's a lot less room for error, so I think we'd be like, all right, I mean, yeah, I'm...
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing everything I got to do. I'm doing the best I can with what I got.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. I thought we were doing it in different...
Oh.
Inflection. Oh my Jesus.
I don't know. I think it's a...
So why don't we use that level of urgency or feel like it's not enough room for... Not as much room for error for ourselves when we don't have kids?
I think it's like... Wait, what
you
about to say?
Oh, because you can see directly the... You have a direct... Like, it's like a direct line. Like, all right, if you don't do something for yourself today, you don't see the benefit of it. You don't see the repercussions of it until... If you don't work out today, you don't notice that you haven't been working out for a certain amount of time until you're like, damn, my legs kind of... I feel like I'm losing weight. I wasn't even trying to lose weight. It was like, you don't feed your baby today. So,
it's going to be hungry right now.
Like, you see the baby, it's like, oh my God, we have to do something. Oh... It's like, it's crying.
Yeah.
It's crying. Yeah.
It's poop, dad. What you want me to do? Like, so it's like, it's different. It feels a lot more urgent because you're getting like immediate feedback. At least that's how I process it.
Immediate feedback. I never thought about it like that. But I feel like, I don't know, life would be interesting if we did get immediate feedback in our just adulthood life. But I wonder if... It might make us move more urgently. It might not, though. Oh, Jesus.
If you got...
If we did get immediate...
Immediate need back. Rewind, select that.
If we did get immediate feedback, like just during like regular adulthood, not parenting stuff, I wonder how much more urgently we actually would move for things. Like, let's say you didn't eat, and I mean, usually your stomach be growling, so that's how you get your feedback. Yeah, you can claim it as fasting when you don't got kids. When you got kids, you got to hold on. We need to eat.
Oh, you're not, me and him are fasting. Fasting?
Yeah, I need to feed this child.
You too. You fasting nothing.
But like, let's say, I'm trying to think of an example that makes sense. I don't even know. Let's say the workout example. If you don't work out, you don't see it immediately. Like, what if you didn't work out for a day, immediately you had a pot belly?
Yeah, or like, yeah, I was saying, you didn't work out for a day, all the abs gone.
It'd be like that, depending on what you eat. And bloated.
Yeah, but without you being bloated, just like, now you gotta, like, immediately, six pack is gone, you have to work, you gotta start from scratch to, like, get the six pack back. Like, I wonder if we would move more urgently in those cases.
Probably.
But
I know I would.
I think it depends on people's values though.
I take a day off and I'm like, what, a day off and I'm look like this?
I miss a nap and I'll be like, whew.
That's true. That's definitely true. I don't know though, like I do feel like, going back to the original topic, I do really feel like the preparation is different. Mm. Like, they don't prepare us for the regular adult life. They don't prepare us to create our own lives and stuff like that. They don't teach us about accounting or, you know, taxes or...
I was going to say, I think they do prepare us. They don't prepare us to be creative with our lives. They prepare us to do it in a very specific format. Like,
who told you about taxes?
Nobody told me about taxes. Not in school, but I'm talking about like but
he said they prepare. I'm like, hold on.
What now, class did you take?
Not about taxes, but like they prepare. What do they tell you to do with your life? You go to school, you get a job, you work until you
Die.
That's not adulting, that's slave.
But
it's a part of adulting structure in America.
I was going to say, yeah, that's literally, I mean, regardless, everybody's going to end up working, so they tell you to get a job. The most they tell you to do is get something that you love doing. They don't teach you how to be more creative with life, which is something totally separate. But they're basically giving you the stock plugins of life, or like just the basic, like literally just basic, the bare minimum. Like, mm-hmm. They say, oh, you want to know how to cook? All right, we're gonna give you some salt, some pepper, and we might even give you a little basil, just to figure it out. And it's like, all right, I guess I can make something out
some
of this.
Air.
Yeah, I guess say, yeah.
tomato soup.
They ain't give us no vegetables.
You know what I'm saying? But I think that's what they give us for a lot of the stuff. And I also think we're probably more prepared to have kids because people just
be having kids.
Yeah. You know, so like not a lot of people are functional adults in their like everyday life. So mm-hmm. It's just some people are still getting it together.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody's still getting it together on some level. Just like, it might be in different ways. I don't know. That's my truth.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
I just wanted to say that's my truth. I really didn't have any like deep philosophy behind it.
I don't agree with the... I understand what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't agree on how the world goes about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong. It's morally wrong.
I think so too. I mean,
it's terrible. Like, that sucks.
But I also feel like, and blah, 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 blah. Back in the day, like, they used to get married so much younger, even like younger than 18 and stuff like that. Like, they used to be, I don't know, like, life was just so different. that it's still like. What?
Yeah, you go ahead, then I'll know.
I was gonna say it's still like, I don't know. I guess our level of understanding of adulthood as a child is like, so it's just like, I mean, family oriented. So that's like what we, I guess, grow up with. But at the same time, as I'm talking, I'm just like, I mean, why? I don't care about nothing else when I'm a kid. Mm-hmm. So even if you tried to prepare me for this stuff, like, I want to play.
Yeah, so it's almost like you
play adulting instead of
playing. I don't want to play that. That don't look fun.
But you almost can't even
really make it not look fun.
But I feel like you almost can't prepare somebody for it like that much, because it's going to look different for every person. So I like, at the very least, I mean, again, having a kid is going to look different for everybody, but like a lot of it is going to be, a lot of it is going to be the same. Like, it's just, and for life, is like, people are living very, like, vastly different lives. And also, I think it's a lot easier for us to prepare for it, because you can become a parent way younger than you can become an adult, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So it's like, you can become a parent as early as like 15, like, and
I mean, you can become a parent
earlier, yeah. You. So it's like, in like any event that this happens, like, you should probably be prepared. But adulting, you're probably, even if you do have one at 15, you're probably not gonna be an adult until you're an adult,
yeah.
Which is like, it takes longer for you to become an actual adult.
Mhm. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's just,
I don't remember what I was gonna say. Your point.
No, but I feel like that's definitely true. I never thought about it like that. Like, you, I mean, you really aren't an adult until you are an adult. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think even that is different for people, because I felt like an adult. Like, you know, I was technically an adult when I hit 21, technically, but I didn't actually start really feeling like an adult. I felt like a baby adult when I turned, I think, 24. And then at 27, I felt like, okay, I think I might be grown. I think I'm an adult, for real, for real. So, I don't know. That's a weird thing.
Yeah. To your point, when you was like, life is completely different from how it used to be. Mm-hmm. My question, I know y'all have the answer. Why do we continue to follow the same structure of living if life is completely and forever changing?
Well,
like, why doesn't the system and structure change with the times, shift with the times? I know it's because of the industrial times. They just need people to work. But we go back, if we look forward, and AI and robots and everything, it's going to be a time where nobody has to really work.
So.
So why isn't the times, why isn't the structure of society changing with the times?
So I think that it is changing. It's not changing rapidly, but it's slowly changing. Like, I mean, there used to be slaves and now there's not. Listen,
they just changed.
It changed. I didn't say
it's still slaves. It's not like, you're not a slave, but it's still slave.
It's not in the same way that it was, so it changed. Like,
I feel like now it's a more, actually, it's still slaves.
That's a whole nother conversation. Yeah. My point is that it is changing in some ways. It's not changing rapidly. Also, this country was built on the idea of people working and being able to, like, it's capitalism. Like, you can make as much as you want. You can do as much as you want. You can, even, like, if you think about, like, I don't know. I guess, long story short, people be stuck in the past. But I was even going to say, like, if you look at, like, the origins of, like, marriage and all of that stuff, like, a lot of time, like, marriage wasn't, I forgot when it actually started, but, like legal marriage, like paperwork, because originally marriage was a thing of you marrying to families together. So then, you know, y'all get more property. Y'all, it's like, it's a business decision. Mm-hmm. It was that. And even like when the woman would get married, she would, all of her assets, like she had millions of dollars, would become her husband's. And her name would not be on it at all. And it would just all be her husband's, and she would just be known as her husband's wife. So I think in a lot of ways, like, things have changed. In a lot of ways, this country was built on particular core values that they haven't attempted or wanted to shift away from, because it's advantageous for the government to still run with that stuff. It's been advantageous in the past for political structures to run on the same stuff that they built many years ago. It's been advantageous for them to ignore the fact that they enslaved people. It's been advantageous for them to not allow prisoners to vote. Like, it's not prisoners, but felons. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, it's certain stuff that we may not fully understand what's the benefit of it.
Yeah, I know it's no benefit for us.
But yeah, because it's not benefiting us, but a lot of it just literally goes down to the way that this country was built, the way that it was put together, like the structure, how it worked, why they put this stuff together. And that's why we still continue to do the things that we do. So like, even, okay, they teach you to go to school, get a job, blah, blah, blah. If nobody works in this country, because this country was built on people working. The slaves working, indentured servers working, like all of that stuff. Like, once they couldn't have slaves anymore, and that's what they built the country off of. They don't want to change that, so it's just going to keep continuing. So it's just like, they're going to keep teaching that way. Yeah. I don't even know if any of that made sense, but that's...
No, it did. I was going to say, you know, less...
long?
No, I was going to say in a less dark... less dark way. I was going to say also, people don't know you can change. So,
that too.
Like, how long did it take you to realize that, hey, I don't have to do none of this stuff that... Yeah. That everybody is saying I can do.
I realized when I was 25.
So 25
baby
years.
Baby adulthood.
But I didn't begin to actually act on it, mm-hmm, until...
Actual adulthood.
Probably like 27, mm-hmm, 28-ish. That's when I was like, actually, like, things have to change. Now, mm-hmm, 29 and things are changing.
Yeah,
but it's a mindset thing.
It is, but it took you 25 years to figure out, hey,
but
I don't have to live like how my ancestors lived.
But if they left breadcrumbs on how to be, what happens when you're an adult? I didn't know what happened when you were an adult until I became an adult.
But
like, oh wow!
I think they can't explain to you what happens when you're an adult, because your experience is going to be different.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, you can watch out for this.
Go ahead.
Like, they told me about stuff that I've never seen before. I'm just talking about, like, in general. We talk about school. After this class was over, never seen this a day in my life again.
But the same thing could be true about if they tell you, like, advice on avoid this, avoid this. You may not never see it. I got so much advice before we moved out here that I have not experienced or seen. And it's just like, they're telling you based off of their experience. Your experience is not going to be their experience unless you make it that. Like, but 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have that same experience. So even if they tell you, make sure you watch out for the pig in the road, because it be a pig out there, you might be walking down the street for 500 miles and be like, I never saw a pig. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Yeah, but, and also to that, like, in terms of organizing your life, like, how you want it instead of how everybody else sees it, you have to be willing to do the opposite of what most people are doing. And most people don't even realize it's an option. Like, it's easy to say, hey, we need to, like, you can go against everything that you know, but it's also hard at the same time because you have to know what your options are if you go against the grain. Because you don't know what, if you're like, hey, you don't have to work out at a traditional gym. And if I tell you, you don't got to work out at a traditional gym, and you'd be like, all right, so where am I going to work out? And I don't tell you nothing else. Like, you don't have to do that. It's like, that didn't necessarily help you figure out where you should go. It just told you that you don't have to do
that thing.
But then if I ask you, are you going to answer the question?
They might not. It just depends. Like, and I think that's how it is with most of, like, the world. It's like, all right, you can, most of us, like, most of the time, I think we learn that we don't have to do the things that everybody else is doing from, like, an individual. And somebody will give, hey, this is what I did. But, like, we don't have, like, a huge model for what everybody can do that's, like, counterculture or whatever. Most of the time, we don't have an example of something until we have, like, one random person who comes out and is like, hey, I didn't go to school at all, but, you know, I went to blah, blah, and I did this, and now I paint while skydiving. That's my thing.
But I was going to say also, sometimes the person might answer the question, but they might give you too much information, and it may either confuse mm-hmm. you, or it may... it may impact your decision in a way that either wasn't helpful or wasn't necessary. So, like, it really depends. Like, they could give you the answer, or you could find the answer for yourself. Yeah. And neither one is, I guess, easier. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Neither option is easier. It could benefit you, could not benefit you. But it's just a thing where it's hard for me to tell you about this thing because... I don't know if you're actually going to still experience what I experienced. Like, even with our parents, like, they worked hard so that we wouldn't have to struggle, right? So, our experience growing up wasn't the same experience as our parents. So, like, they could have told me, like, you know, make sure you do this, make sure you do that, you know. And it would have been... like, I would just love to hear the stories, personally. But if they gave me a particular advice, it may not have been, like... I may not have experienced it, or if I did, it may not have been in the same way type of thing. Like, it may have looked differently. Excuse me. And because their experience was... it may not have even been extremely different. It just might have been, like, a little bit different. My experience... the advice may not be helpful to me, or I might be like so scared of experiencing this thing and trying to avoid it that I miss out on something that I was actually supposed to get.
I feel you, I understand, I understand, I understand, I understand, I stand and stand. But I feel like it's things that everybody, like, it's topics that everybody
should
have. Yeah, I like to actually be, like you called it, a functioning.
So what are those topics, though?
One topic is finances.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So, like, you should, even if they, like, finances should be something that's talked about.
Yeah, sure. Like,
even if I don't have all the answers, it shouldn't be a problem to talk about finances.
I think that's such a trigger for so many people, though, that is why, like, it's hard. Like, I think if some people, like, I guess, put their child in maybe a finances class at some point or something like that, might be more helpful. But, like, if you don't have your finances under control, it's hard to teach. Like, if I don't have it together, it's hard for me to teach you how to have it together or what not to do, because this is a sensitive subject for me. But I definitely agree. I feel like there should be some type of, like, financial literacy that is definitely taught. I just would wonder how people would go about that. I just mean, like, regularly. I mean, they could just add it in school. But
another thing is the art of thinking for yourself. That's, I feel like that's a big one. Problem solving.
They be doing that sometimes in school, but it be related to math. And then people just be checked out. That's what they need to do. Yeah. They just, need to, oh, so I'll go ahead. I was going to say, what they need to do, they need to put everybody in an escape room at some point. And then you get your real problem solving skills together.
But I was also going to say, like, decision making. Like, I feel like it's a lot of things that go into being prepared for adults, but you will always have, as an adult, you'll always have to make a decision, even if you don't want to. As an adult, you have the final say. You always gonna have to deal with finances, some type of currency, and some type of what. You're always gonna have to problem solve, even if it's not like a drastic problem. There's a solution to every situation, but we just have to be able to think critically and creatively to find that solution that works best for us. And in finding what works best for us, that goes into knowledge itself. I think we all should know who we are, who we came from, where we came from. So now it's not like we're not getting false information about families that's not even connected to us. Now we know directly, oh, this I could do it. Oh, my great grandfather did this. Okay, that's why I like this. Blah blah blah. Oh, like just know where we came from, and then that could help us understand where we're going.
I feel you. I don't know how I don't know how we would go about doing it. And that's probably why it's easier to prepare you for that. Because look at all of the things that you just named. Like, I gotta, like, this. Granted, a lot of the things do apply to being a parent. Whether it's decision making, whether discernment, think, critical thinking, all of that stuff.
It's not directly for you. Mm-hmm. It's for somebody else.
Yeah.
So I can think critically. I can make decisions. I can do all this for somebody else. But when it pertains to me and my life, it's like, I don't know. I feel like it's like a disconnect in making the decision for us rather than making a decision for somebody else.
Well, I think a lot of things, like, in growing up, we wind up making the decision for, like, we go so long with people telling us what to do, like, growing up as a child, adolescent, teenager, and stuff like that, where people are telling us what we should and should not do. So, like, in essence, a lot of our decisions to start are for other people. Like, you told me to go to school, so I'm going to school, type of thing. Like, that wasn't a decision that I made. I'm 3. I want to be outside. If it was up to me, I would be outside. Like, that type of thing versus, like, so I think that kind of gets instilled in us. And that, I mean, that's not a bad thing because, like, I mean, if you're a child, you should be listening to your parent. Your parent hopefully has your best interest at heart and stuff like that to, you know, help you grow and stuff like that. But I think that plays a role in why it becomes so much harder to then make decisions for yourself when you get older. Because, number one, when you actually become an adult, it don't feel like, it be feeling like, I think when you hit 18, you be like, yeah, I'm out here. Sometimes, like, when you hit 21, it'd be like, yeah, but then, like, you be really out here, and you be like, I wasn't ready for this. Like, y'all didn't say that this was supposed to be happening. Hey, mom, can you schedule my doctor's appointment? And your mom tells you have to do it yourself. Like, that's, it's different.
Yeah.
So I feel like those things just kind of, it sticks with you because you've been doing it for almost 20 years. Like, you've been listening to other people. You've been making decisions based off of what other people have told you. So now to be thrown out in this ocean where now my actual decision matters, it's just like, oh, I wasn't ready for this. It's kind of scary. But so I think that's why it's easier to make the decision if there is another person. So if there is a child or if it's for somebody else. I wish it wasn't that way, but I definitely think that plays a role in it.
I also think, this is my random theory that I thought of while I was talking. I think it's because it's harder to see, because you can't see yourself objectively, it's harder for you to make the decision for you, like, objectively. So, like, it's easy for me to make a decision based on your life, right? Because I can see things. I can see it. I'm like, all right, cool. Oh, this is the decisions you have. Cool, blah, blah. But because you're in the driver's seat, it's like you're not looking at the full vehicle. Sometimes you're not looking at the full vehicle where you're going. So you're like, all right, I just made a decision today. Cool. I have no idea what this is. Like, I have no idea what the repercussions of this decision are because I can't actually see it yet. It's like, it's going to take a minute. Like we talked about before, it's going to take a minute before it actually catches up to me. But like for this child, it's like, objectively, I know this child needs this. I know the child needs to eat, needs to be changed, needs to sleep at this time, needs to blah, blah, blah. So it's like, looking at it objectively, it's like, oh, it's outside of myself. Of course I can. I know exactly what you need. I can see it. You're hungry, you're crying, oh, you fell, you hurt yourself. As opposed to like, for you, it's like, all right, something happened. I didn't realize that this is exactly what happened because like we
was in it.
Yeah, or it's like I got triggered by something. I didn't realize that that's exactly what happened. Somebody else can clearly see it because they're outside of me, but because I'm in the driver's seat, I'm like, I'm fine, we good. It's literally like whenever you get hurt and people, it's like the adrenaline and you still going and you like you didn't even realize it. Man, I didn't even realize I hurt my knee, and it's like. Yeah, because you were in it. So it's like, I think because we're in the game of adulting, it's like, it's harder for us to look at ourselves and be like, I'm going to make this great decision for myself all the time. I'm going to make this great decision. Because it's like, it doesn't always feel like that. It's like, I can make a decision for you because I don't, whether, one, if it's good good consequences or a good outcome, it that's good for you, and it's like, all right, cool, I don't have to necessarily deal with it. And if it's a bad one, cool, it wasn't about me. So it's like, all right, cool, I didn't do this for me. Like, so yeah.
My stress is coming from y'all.
But, yeah, I just think that's probably why. It's just that we can't see ourselves objectively as we can when it comes to kids. It's like, it's cut and dry when you got a kid. Listen, I'm making sure my kid eats, sleeps, and is provided for. For you, you like, I'm asleep. Maybe. I don't need to eat right this second. I'm cool. I'm gonna make do. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's only until you realize that you have the option, which I think most of us don't realize we have options. Like, which is such a huge thing. It's like with food. Like, you tell somebody, it's different when you're trying to tell somebody to be vegetarian or vegan, right? When you're like, hey, don't eat that. They'd be like, what am I going to eat? As opposed to, hey, don't eat that. You have five other options. You can have any of these. It's like, all right, cool. That works better as opposed to being like, don't eat that. You're not supposed to be eating that at all. It's like, what am I supposed to do? All right. It's like, nah, you can live creatively. Do it. Make your life up. Do whatever you want to do. And it'd be like, well, I mean.
That was me at the festival.
That's hard. Because what does that mean?
What I'm going to eat.
You know what I'm saying? What am I?
About me.
So many options. But, yeah.
I was just going to say, kind of putting, like, switching it a little bit. I feel like, based off what you said, that's probably also why it's harder for people to take their own advice versus to give other people advice. Because I can see what's going on with you objectively, right? And, like, I know what's happening with me, but I'm also in it. And, like, either I'm fine with staying here for a little while longer or I'm scared to change. But I can't really see, like, whatever the actual outcome might be because I can't see the whole thing of the situation or, like, my emotions are attached to whatever. And I just feel like that's an interesting perspective. Like, I never thought about it. Like, I could see everybody else objectively and myself. I'd be very subjective. Because it's me.
Yeah, of course.
So, when we have feelings, why don't we listen to our feelings? I just thought about this.
You said, why don't we?
Like, we can't see ourselves objectively, but we can feel everything.
Because a lot of times, I think it goes back to, like, I think sometimes we just ignore it. I think that goes back to the accountability part of it, though. Because sometimes we just, I don't know. Yeah. We just ignore it or we're like, nah, or we think that it's the feeling means something else. Because, I mean, the feelings don't necessarily speak. So you might think, like, I used to, whenever I used to get a pit, a feeling in the pit of my stomach. In the pit of my stomach, I used to always think that something bad was happening. But it wasn't until, like, I'm going to say 2 years ago that I just decided, like, this isn't going to mean that something bad is happening. This is going to mean from, like, from now on, this means some good news is coming. And then, like, that kind of shifted the outcome of whatever my feeling was. But I feel like a lot of times we either we claim a feeling as something that maybe is opposite to what we want. And also, I feel like we'd be ignoring them half the time because we're told a lot of times to think logically. Like, we're told to, you know, don't let your heart get in the way of, you know, what you're supposed to be doing and blah, blah, blah. And, like, yes, but also no. Because, like, your feelings can guide you to places that sometimes your mind can't necessarily see. And also, I feel like your heart and your mind should be working together. Like, there should be some level of harmony. It shouldn't. But we tend to say discredit what you're feeling because, we say don't let your emotions control you. And that's a very vague blanket statement that we say. Don't let your emotion get in the way. And it's like, so use your head, you know, don't think with your heart, think with your head. And it's like, nah, use both because they're going to tell you something.
Yeah. I was going to say, When you first get to Earth, they be you all emotion, you all feeling, and it's like feelings are amazing, but in the world you also have to, like, you can't follow every feeling. Some feelings it might be like, hey, I just wanna I want to go up and slap somebody.
I mean,
I knew that was gonna be a feeling.
It wasn't gonna be a feeling, but
I knew that was gonna be it.
I feel like you can go off feelings. Not every emotion, yeah. But once you're able to actually articulate what you're feeling and identify what it is, then, like, your feelings are a tool.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be used to guide us through this thing called life.
Yeah, I agree.
And once we can identify what this emotion is, where this emotion came from, it's easier to maneuver and choose, make decisions, because we're using our hearts and our minds, like Shakoya was saying.
Yeah.
So I do agree. You can't go off every emotion, but we have to be knowledgeable of our emotions.
Yeah, we do. We absolutely do. And I also think it's just a balance. A balance, a harmony, if you will. Mm-hmm. Because you need to, because again, when you first get here, it's all feeling, and then when we get to adulthood, people talk about it as if the feelings never matter anymore. So now it's like
old status,
where it's like it's all a mental thing, where it's you need both, because you need to be able that way you can discern. Because there's times where it's like, all right, most of the time I don't feel like working out. Most of the time, there's stuff that I don't feel like doing that is going to be in my benefit, but I can't rely on just the feeling, because if I'm going to rely on the feeling, I have to rely on the feeling that I had before I got to whatever the lazy feeling or the unproductive feeling is. Because it would be like, I don't feel like doing this, so I'm going to scroll. I don't feel like doing this, so I'm going to blah, blah. Like, but you need to have both, and both of them need to work in synergy for you to actually move around in adulthood. That's just what they didn't, the things that they didn't prepare us for in adulthood.
Exactly.
It was like, hey, you got to think this thing through, but also know how you feeling, think it through, use both. Don't just be out here dribbling with your right hand and not know how to use your left. You know, just you got to be able to go both.
But I feel like a lot of people haven't mastered that, like, even, like, older people and stuff like that. That's something that, because it's not taught or it's not talked about at all, like, it's really not even talked about for real, then it's hard to learn it for yourself and then pass it down. Because also, sometimes by the time you actually learn that, like, your kids are at the point or they're grown, or, like, they're not listening to you for real, or, like, you just don't really know. I think, like, we're at a benefit right now because we're still, like, young and we don't have kids yet. So we were able to figure this stuff out. So, like, when we do have kids, we can, you know, pass this information down. But it's something that I feel like you have to keep working at and keep, I don't know, I guess that's why you got to check in with yourself. But it's something that I think a lot of people have not figured out, have not mastered, and are not thinking about it at all.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's just, it's a hard thing to do. Again, it's very hard to, like, go against everything, or it's hard to go against groups of people most times, mm-hmm. because, like, we could be like, hey, yo, the sky is blue. Everybody's outside, like, isn't the sky blue? The sky is blue. And then you'd be like, the sky is clearly purple. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, yo, you're tripping. And it may make you think, like, am I looking at something wrong? Is something wrong with me? Did I miss something? Let me move around. Maybe it's my angle. And it's like, it can make you feel like you're crazy. But it's like, nah, you have to be able to trust your feelings. It's just hard to sometimes trust your feelings when it's like, I feel this way. But what if this is the time, this is the one time where everybody's seeing this clearly? And it's like, and I'm the only person that's not seeing this clearly. And I think a lot of adulthood is like, is like that. All right, I feel like this is wrong. I feel like I don't need to do this. I don't feel like I don't want to have this, but what if I'm the one that's wrong? What if I'm missing it and everybody else figured this out?
Yeah. And I mean, it definitely be like that, like, but it's also a thing of, like, that's when you have to, I don't know, I guess, like, your relationship with yourself and your relationship with God really has to kick in, because it's a thing where you're like, all right, I just got to trust myself, what I know, and trust that I make good decisions. That's something that I've been working on. Like, all right, I make good decisions. I trust. I've been making good decisions for 28 years. So I can trust what I say when I decide to do this thing. You clapping because I said the right age, or are you clapping because But that's the thing, like, realizing, like, oh, I've been making good decisions, and then being like, you know what, I can change this to look like how I want it to look. Like, that was a game changer for me. Like, that's when I was like, oh, bet, life don't gotta be miserable. Bet. Bet, I'm out of here. So, but, yeah, I think it's something that's hasn't been mastered. So then it's like, all right, how do you pass that down? I feel like it'll be easier on, like, a individual basis, but, like, on a larger scale of passing information down to people, how does that even work?
I feel like, me personally, I'm no specialist. I'm no parent. I'm just an adult figuring it out right now. But experiences and, like, you can make stuff fun. You can, like, make stuff fun. Wait. Question. The question was, how do you pass down experience? I mean, information?
Pass down information like that. Like, the information of using, like, your head and your heart together in harmony. Like, how do you make that make sense to somebody else?
I feel like instead of telling people what to do, you can ask them what do they want. Like, work with them to have them use their own,
like, mind. A therapist,
I guess. I got a therapist.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way. Yeah, you gotta give people, like, outside of examples, because that's the thing most people, like, if you give somebody an example, a lot of times they can help themselves, but literally, like, give them the opportunity to help, like, themselves
to actually do it. Use the stuff that you want them to use or tell them to use. It's like, allow them to
get there,
and that'll help them be more confident when it's time for them to use it on their own. Like, oh, I did this with such and such, or oh, this is why I, like, stuff be making sense and clicking probably years later. So it's not that I never seen this before, it's this what I used to do when I was little. I understand now. Like you were saying earlier, they struggled, so I didn't have to. And it's beautiful. Now I can use all these different tools that they equipped me with, left me with. And so the people after me can have an even better life or even better adulthood time, whatever. Right. And also, if we live a certain way now, information and stuff is passed through DNA. So I feel like both of those.
Okay. DNA and also just teaching, kind
of. I ain't go to school for this, but it was passed down through DNA. I'm a wise one. I'm a thinker.
But, I mean,
I'm not a stinker.
It's almost, and it's now that we've kind of circled through the entire conversation, you're probably right. It is, we are definitely more prepared. I think I would be more prepared. The only reason I would probably be more prepared to have a kid would be because I get the opportunity to teach them things that I didn't learn up front. So like, nobody taught me all of the things for an adult, like to be an adult. But for a kid, I can teach them everything that I know up until this point. So that's probably why we're more prepared for it. Because it's like, if you were playing a game, if you stopped midway through and then had to start over, you'd be like, all right, cool. We're going to go left, we're going to go right, we're going to go left, we're going to right. I know exactly, I know how to get to this ball, so I know how to get past it. Mm-hmm. Because you've been there before, so it's like, it's like almost like a, I'm just playing this over one more time. Granted, there's going to be new stuff. I wasn't prepared for that one. Okay, twins. It's like two of you. Hold on, that's different. Or technology. Just this new stuff that comes in, but, you know, it's just... Yeah, it's
I feel like even with that, that's the same. We should have that same approach to our own life. Because it's like, how you explain it, it's like, okay, now I have this blank slate. I can create this experience, give them this experience that I wanted, or I wanted to learn this, this, and this, or I wish I had this. Let me make sure they have this and this. We could also be like, oh, wow, I'm an adult. I have a clean slate. Always want to do this, this, and I want it to be this. Let me see what this is about. Let me go here and do...
I think the difference is that I'm starting as an adult, but I'm trying to figure it out while I'm starting, versus I'm already an adult, and I can tell you the stuff that I learned up to this point. I think what we could do, though, is be like, okay, I'm an adult. Let me use all of the tools that I learned up until now to do the things that I've always wanted to do. Because a lot of times, like, we have things that we want to do, and then once we get to adulthood, we see all the other adults around us doing the stuff that, like, looks like typical adult stuff. There is very typical adult stuff, people. And you'll be like, okay, well, I guess I can't do that thing because I'm an adult. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what adults do, versus being like, all right, well, let me use this stuff to create what I want. But that goes back to you saying that you have to know that you have the option.
For a lot of us, it takes 25 years for us to figure out we got options. Like y'all said I had options, but y'all didn't say I had options.
Right.
Like,
what you said, mean I can get through? Red paint with the cream interior.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I could drop the top off the Maybach.
But it's similar to when you're a kid. Like, if you're, and I saw a parent on TikTok. He was talking about his kid. He wanted to play like a video game for longer. He was like, I can give you 10 minutes of 10 minutes more of the video game today. But if I do that, you're not gonna be able to play tomorrow. And then he was like, all right, and you can see him like, I'd much rather play tomorrow. So he's like, but so it's like, you have options. They're not always going to be the greatest, but out of the options that you do have, you have to choose one, as opposed to like making every decision. So it's like, you give them, he only gave him two options.
10 minutes or hours.
I can give you the full 10 minutes. I won't leave you alone. You can finish this up. But if you do this today, you are not doing this at all tomorrow. And it's like, God, I want it, but I kind of want to come back. All right, boom. And then that's how he processed, this is what I'm going to do.
That's how you teach them critical thinking skills.
Exactly. But it's the same. It's same thing with life. We don't realize that we have, realistically, we're all just big kids, but we don't realize that we have the option. So sometimes we're not critically thinking because we didn't think it was a choice. We didn't think we had a say in the matter. It's like, all right, oh, I got to, I gotta say I didn't have to go to school, or I don't have to get this job, or I don't have to. Mm-hmm. I can move if I want to move. Like, right. I don't have to. I can change my entire life. I can pivot. Like,
I could change my mind.
Yeah, like, we don't know that. We don't know that that was an option available.
I didn't know it.
So I think once we realize it's an option available, and now we know. All right. We know these are actually all the options that I have. Now it just takes like a level of courage, discernment, everything to be like, all right, let me just go ahead and
do
this part. But it takes, for a lot of us, it takes a full 25, 20-something mm-hmm. years.
That's how long it takes to grow a tree.
Yeah.
25 years.
Yeah, so it's just, it takes a minute.
Yeah. But I'm glad that we've gotten to this point, though. Just so, like, at least, you know, we'll be able to teach the masses.
I thought you were talking about in the conversation.
Oh, no. I mean, like...
I'm ready to wrap it up. Get up out of here, guys.
I mean, in adulthood, in life.
Or me too.
I don't know. It should be an interesting road ahead of us.
Yeah.
But, actually, I think it is about time for conversation, though.
Yeah.
Y'all got any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today?
Just do what you want, create your life, prepare.
Oh, one thing that I do want to say, and I feel like we've said this in the past, but when you were talking about decision making, you have to make the decision, guys. That's a part of being an adult, is that you have the options, you got to make a decision, or a decision may be decided for you and you may not be happy with it.
Yeah, I think I might try that with my kids. Like, hey, you can make I'm gonna give you two choices. But the third choice is I'll make it for you.
Right.
You're probably not going to like the choice I make for you. So I'd much rather you make your choice for yourself.
Mine going to be like, you off the game for the rest of the year.
Because if I make the decision for you, it's not
suicide.
Yeah. You're on the line. On the line.
You know, they call them upbacks now. It's disgusting.
Upbacks?
Yeah, they said suicide is too demoralizing or too serious for the kids.
Them things used to kill us. I think suicides was perfect. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shikoya D.
Being Breeze.
Friendly Neighborhood Damani.
And if you haven't already, I do not know what you're waiting for. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit the notification bell so you never miss an upload. And don't forget to join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month.
Share them things,
you can get access to our live podcast, so you can watch this live each week. You can comment, be a part of the conversation, and also other content that we are working on. You supporting us helps us to be able to create higher quality and more frequent content for you guys. As we continue to grow, we want you guys to grow with us. Comment below your thoughts, but we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
Adios.
And I'm gonna say this one last time. It's the best podcast that's out right now.
Talk that talk, King. Talk that talk.
Stay blessed with black people.
No talk. Please. Push the goddamn button.